Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians live in the cities of the West Bank, now under Israeli military control. For 12 days, they have been living indoors, their food stocks dwindling, often without running water and electricity. In some cities, such as Ramallah and Bethlehem, the Israeli army has lifted the curfew for a few hours so that civilians can go out and buy food and ambulances can pick up the wounded. Not so in Nablus. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, the West Bank's largest city has been shut tight and the fighting has been fierce.
The Israeli army went into Nablus last Wednesday night with more than 100 tanks leading the operation. It didn't take long for the Palestinian militias in Nablus to realize they could not defend the whole city with a population of 180,000. So they withdrew into the old quarter, what residents call the Kasbah, a densely populated neighborhood of covered alleyways and stone houses, much like the old city of Jerusalem. There, the fighting was furious for several days. The Israeli army used tanks, helicopter gunships, and heavy machine guns to attack the Nablus Kasbah. The Palestinians had automatic rifles and homemade explosives, which they used to booby-trap the entrances to the old quarter and many of the houses and alleyways inside. It is not known yet how many people died in the assault. Casualties on the Israeli side have been light, but at least dozens of Palestinians, gunmen and civilians, have been killed and wounded. Just outside the old quarter, a Palestinian doctor, Mohammed, stayed inside with his wife, mother, and six children.
They are feeling very afraid. I have twins, 8 years old. They are really afraid. Always they are thinking when they will bomb us. They are afraid, really. We are afraid. We are afraid. We are afraid.
Mohammed and his family had reason to fear bombardment. Israeli helicopters were rocketing Palestinian positions throughout the Kasbah. There was no way to tell how accurate the strikes were, but the destruction in the Kasbah was visible and extensive, all the way to its periphery just a few feet from Mohammed's house. Despite it all, though, Mohammed was still willing to talk about peace, peace with dignity for the Palestinians, and peaceful life with the Israelis.
We should live together. We have no other choice. No other choice. The people are, I think they are good, as we are good also. But this is our land, and we accept them to live with us. And after that, they don't like us to live with them.
The battle for Nablus subsided yesterday, and after some hours of uneasy quiet, the Israelis brought loudspeakers and demanded that all the men inside the old quarter surrender. As Palestinian men began to emerge with their hands over their heads, carrying anything made of white fabric, the Israelis began to sort through them, looking for gunmen that might try to escape. About 20 men were climbing stone steps just above the Kasbah, not sure where it was safe to wait, with Israeli tanks and soldiers swarming through the area.
They shouted to us, whoever does not leave his house will be shot at. And they would bombard his house. We left our houses fearing that our houses would be blown up on our heads. Yesterday they made holes in our houses and entered our houses. Destroyed the house and the furniture. It's just a miracle that we left that part, that side of the wall, before they blew it up. And when they entered, they were shooting.
The Israeli army also carried out operations in other neighborhoods of Nablus, searching for Palestinian men believed to be linked to suicide bombings and guerrilla attacks on Israeli soldiers and settlers. 3 nights ago, Israeli troops came at midnight to the home of Sulafa Zahran, a 22-year-old college student. They forced her and another young woman to help them search houses in the neighborhood.
They put guns in our bags and asked me to go knock on the neighbors' doors. Whenever they walked from one house to another, they would walk behind me. They knocked on all doors in the building and they took all the youth out. They were afraid of entering the houses and they were using us as human shields.
Israel has come under criticism around the world for its military offensive on the West Bank. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the campaign is meant to stop the suicide bombings. Critics say it will only create more Palestinians willing to strap on belts of dynamite and blow themselves up in acts of martyrdom. That's exactly how Zuhair Jadala sees it. Jadala lives here with his wife and mother, two sisters and three children, ages 5, 4, and 4 months.
This is our land, and we believe that we must regain our land by our struggle. Even if I have to make my daughters commit martyrdom operations, we are going to do it because we must get our rights back.
For Zuhair Jadala and thousands of others under Israeli siege, the resistance to the occupation is winning, no matter how many Palestinians are dying. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Nablus.